going on, guys? Welcome back to Millionaire Mindcast. On today's Wise Investor segment, we are going to be talking about the five best commercial real estate investment strategies. Now, there are so many different ways you can make money as a real estate investor, whether you decide to stay focused in single family or you are interested in commercial, right? In all of those facets of commercial real estate, there are a ton of different ways that you can make money in real estate. That being said, we want to talk about real estate investment strategies that are going to truly build our wealth. And while I love single family real estate, that's where I cut my teeth. I started off as a wholesaler, then a flipper, then I started buying single family houses and duplexes and fourplexes with the income I was generating from my flips to buy some more passive income. I started to realize that it was going to take a lot of time, a lot of investment, a lot of management, and a lot of risk to get to the passive income goals that I had. And as I began to lean in and explore more around what vehicles and what paths in real estate investing would lead to where I wanted to go, really the only path that made sense, that aligned with my goals, that aligned with my capital, that aligned with the time and energy investment that I wanted to put into it, was commercial real estate. So I'm going to break down five of the best commercial real estate investment strategies. We're going to do a high level of it just to give you guys some ideas around the different paths that you could potentially pursue if commercial real estate investing is an investment vehicle that you are interested in. Because when it comes to building wealth, I recently just did a presentation on winning the game of wealth building. And when it comes to winning the game of wealth building, you really need to understand that there are three things you need in order to build wealth at a really high level. Number one is you need the right vehicle. Number two is you need the right knowledge. And number three is you need the right you. Now, the right vehicle, the most common and popular wealth building vehicles out there are going to be real estate, stocks and bonds, and business. Now, of course, there are alternative investments, you know, that have grown in popularity over the course of the last few years, right? You got crypto, you got other different vehicles, but the three historically most proven wealth building vehicles on planet Earth: real estate, stocks and bonds, and business, right? So that's the right vehicle. You need to determine what your vehicle is. And in the sake of this conversation, we're going to just talk about commercial real estate being that vehicle. But know that you can apply this same framework and mentality to any path of wealth building in terms of a vehicle that you want to leverage as your path to financial freedom. Now, number two is once you make a decision, whether you're going to start your own business and invest in your business, you're going to invest in real estate, you're going to invest in stocks and bonds, whatever that may be, you need the right knowledge. If you know what the vehicle is and what the game is that you're going to be playing, my game is real estate, then I need to know how to navigate and play that game at a high level. What are the strategies? What's my game plan? What am I going to execute on? What knowledge do I need to know in order to win when playing that game? Now, the third piece is if I know what game I'm playing, I know what strategies I'm going to execute on and leverage in that vehicle, I also need to make sure that I've got the right mindset, the right disciplines, the right habits that are going to align with executing and implementing that knowledge in that vehicle, in that game, in that space, right? That is going to allow me to chip away at my financial freedom goals. And for me, I learned that commercial real estate being my vehicle, I needed to best understand what strategies I was going to lean in on. Because once I first started investing in single family and learned very quickly that those vehicles and the strategy I was using wasn't aligned with the end outcome I was moving towards. Because really, at the end of the day, guys, everything, whether it's a business, whether it's investments, based on the end outcome you're moving towards, there is a model and a game plan that pairs with that outcome. It's really just reverse engineering based on you getting clarity first of what that vision and that outcome is and when you want to get there by, what are the stepping stones and the game plan and the strategy of execution we're going to lean in on and obsess over and execute on to get the progress towards achieving those goals. And for me, right, you've heard me talk about my 500K passive income plan. If you haven't, you can go and check that out in previous episodes on millionairemindcast.com. That is something that I said, I need to retool the vehicle and the investment strategy. Oh yeah, and by the way, my mindset, habits, and disciplines to all be aligned and congruent so I can get this new outcome of 500K a year in passive income, which led me to then going, well, what commercial real estate assets are the vehicle that I am going to leverage a certain real estate investment strategy on that I need to learn, that I need to master, that I need to build up, you know, repetition and confidence and build a team around that allows me, when I execute with the right mindset, habit, and disciplines, to win this game of wealth building. So that is ultimately what you can do and whatever path of wealth building you want to lean in on.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
And today, I'm going to share with you, if you think commercial real estate is potentially that investment vehicle, well, let's talk about a couple of the different real estate investment strategies that are out there, because commercial real estate offers many different investment strategies. And now there is almost an unlimited amount of ways that you can invest depending on asset type, property class, location, your investment strategy, and so on. And so finding the right investment strategy for you is really, really important. And there's a lot of different opinions around what the best investment strategies are in commercial real estate, but I'm going to give you just kind of the high level of the most common ones. Now, in our Wise Investor Collective, we've got investors that are looking at all different vehicles and strategies under the umbrella of commercial real estate investing. But these are some of the most common ones that commercial real estate investors I see, whether I've done it personally myself, I've done a few of these myself, as well as that I've been a part of deals or seen mentors and friends do these, as being the most common and probable ways that you can have success investing in commercial real estate. And depending on your goals, you may choose to stick with one, or over time, you may choose to maybe diversify a little bit with multiple strategies. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Again, there's the right model, right blueprint, right subscription for every investor based on what it is that they're trying to solve for. So here are the five, in my opinion, best commercial real estate investment strategies out there. Number one is the commercial BRRRR method. Now, I've leveraged BRRRRs on single families dozens and dozens of times. And when I figured out how to do it on commercial, my mind was blown. Game changer. You can use this same strategy, and we'll talk about it in a minute, on commercial real estate as well. Now, development. This is a very high risk, high reward strategy. You definitely need to have experience, operating chops, a great team, a lot of capital, a high risk profile and tolerance. But when done well, people in development are often the most wealthy individuals. Now, I will also go to the other side of that coin and say, when done in a poor fashion, where you're inexperienced, you don't have the right team around you, don't have the right plan, you don't have the right capital cushion, you could lose it all too. And I have seen that as well, unfortunately. Now, number three is land banking. Land banking is essentially, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, buying dirt and sitting on it and looking at the different opportunities that are tied specifically to that dirt site that you could pursue to create more value and more opportunity over the long term. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Long-term buy and hold, number four, and then owner-occupied. If you are a business owner or your asset has a business operating out of it, owner-occupied is a great way to get into commercial real estate assets and play both sides of the fence, using your business to bring value to an asset that you own and vice versa, using the asset that you own to bring value to your business. We'll dig into that a little bit more as well. Now, if you're new to the show and you have not subscribed yet, you haven't left a review yet, all I ask is that you take 60 seconds to do so. If you are focused, committed, investing in yourself and your wealth, then all I ask is that you tune in each and every week and rock with me. And the one way that we can share this out with more people, honestly, is by hacking the algorithm, taking 60 seconds to leave a review, and letting the algorithm know that there's some value here in this podcast. And it would continue to allow us to make an impact all around the world, being that we're downloaded in every single country in the world now, which is crazy. So back to strategy number one, the commercial BRRRR. Now, the commercial BRRRR strategy is the one that I have leveraged a few times on one of my hotels. I've done it on two of my retail strip centers. And this has been a great way to create value, get capital back out of the deal, right? And redeploy that capital into another asset while still owning the property yourself. Now, if you're not familiar with the BRRRR method, it is also known as a value add method that stands for buying an asset that has value add potential. So you're getting it below what you think the value can become once you do step number two, which is rehab it, R number one. You're going to renovate the asset. You're going to improve the physical condition, which then in turn leads to the third step, which is you're going to rent that asset up at the highest possible market value rents that you can get for it. Or if it's a hotel in my scenario, right, that was maximizing the occupancy, which is maximizing the income of an asset. So the rent or the income gets maximized and improved. And by doing so in commercial real estate, right, when you maximize the value of the asset, it's going to be through improving the physical condition, which will justify you improving and charging more for rent, or the revenue that it can generate through income increases. And then the fourth step is once that value has been forced into the asset through the renovation, through the revenue growth, then that allows you to refinance that asset, ideally being able to get all of your money out of the deal, or the majority of your money out of the deal. So that way you can go in step number five, repeat this process, buy an undervalued asset, force value into it, which ideally should put you in a position to refinance that asset at the new value, which should hopefully clear out the debt that you owe on it existing, in addition to as much of your own capital or equity that you put into the deal, to get that all out, have it on traditional financing, and now you're off and running, redeploying that capital into another deal. And the BRRRR strategy is a very scalable model. And you can use this on single tenant properties. You can use this on apartments. You can use this on hotels. You can use this on retail strip centers, on industrial buildings. Essentially, right, it's the framework of buying something below value, deep enough of a discount that when you put money into rehabbing it and you go through the process of maximizing the income that can be tied to it, the value at the end of that is at such a level that you can refinance and clear out the loans and hopefully the equity that you put into this property. It's a phenomenal model, and the people who do it well do it in a way that allows them to build real wealth and generate real income by creating value in commercial real estate assets. And it's much more scalable and much higher ROI than doing the same exact strategy on a single family house. Now, let's talk a little bit more about development. Development allows you to completely reimagine what a piece of land can have on it. And that could be creating the project from a raw piece of land, or it might be an existing building that you're going to reimagine, or what we call redevelop, what is already existing on that property. Now, as I said before, development is very risky. And while it has the most potential to create the greatest upside and wealth the fastest, it also has the highest potential for you to lose everything the fastest. So it's really important that you understand what you're doing and you have the right team around you, right? You buy a piece of dirt and you got to understand, based on the location and based on the zoning and based on the topography, right, the utilities that are or aren't there or are or aren't accessible to getting there, right? How does traffic and, you know, studies of how flow of bodies and people and businesses move in that community around that particular site? What are the demographics in that area? There is a lot of things that need to go into doing development at a high level. And what I just shared with you is barely scratching the surface of it. That being said, if you theoretically have all of the boxes checked and you realize that this site has feasibility to develop something that you want on there, and the financial model behind what you're going to put on there makes financial sense, and you have a good plan and a good team of how you can go and develop that site out, build it, get business income or tenants tied to it, create real value, and then figure out your exit strategy, development is a very profitable but risky way of building wealth in commercial real estate. Now, number three is land banking. This is something that really the wealthy do. I don't see too many real estate newbies in commercial leveraging this, because ultimately, right, they don't have the time and the patience that is required when it comes to land banking. And that is, land banking is an investment strategy for patient and hands-off investors, or people that just want to store their wealth in dirt and wait for the path of development to come to where their site is at. So essentially what you're doing is you're buying land and you are banking on the fact that it is going to increase in value over time. And as development ideally moves towards you in that direction, you have much more opportunities and much more value baked into that investment. But trusting that at the end of the day, dirt and land is only going to continue to go up over time versus the alternative. And it's a good store of value. You're banking on the fact that the land is going to remain valuable, if not increase in value over time. And so, as development moves towards you, your property is going to increase in value. And you can either sell it, you know, outright. You can maybe partner with another developer to re-envision what could be done on that site. I've seen many developers sit on dirt. All of a sudden, a decade later, they've got all kinds of housing communities around them, and they go and entitle the dirt, and they will go and partner with a big home builder to build those houses, and they will create development opportunities out of just land banking. So really cool opportunities there, but again, a little bit more of an advanced and sophisticated strategy that is not going to necessarily immediately move the needle forward on your wealth building and your cash flow goals. Now, four, long-term buy and hold is a strategy that will. And long-term buy and hold, right, is an investment that you're going to make in a commercial real estate asset that you are going to hold for the long term. This is something that you are looking to get yield out of, right? Cash flow. And ideally, over the long term, you leverage the tax depreciation benefits through cost segregation studies, in addition to getting the benefits of equity growth as you pay down your debt. And hopefully, over time, right, that property appreciates, which historically commercial real estate does. So you can utilize this investment method with a single tenant net property like a Starbucks or a, you know, a QSR, which we call, right, a quick service restaurant. Or you can do this same strategy with larger assets. It's, again, buying something that you're going to sit on and collect the cash flow on and leverage all the benefits of holding long-term real estate. So of course, determining what types of properties you want to invest in, that is something that you're going to want to think about, whether you're looking to buy a Class A office, you know, building in a downtown area, or maybe you're looking to buy a distressed value-add retail shopping center. You can still execute on your game plan with the intent that your exit strategy is to hold this for the long term. Now, of course, you want to think about your involvement. Do you want to be more active? Do you want to be more passive, right? Because that'll depend on what types of returns you can get out of the commercial asset based on this strategy. Understanding what your risk tolerance is. Do you want something that is more stabilized or something that maybe has more upside to it, but is going to require some more hands-on active management, right? And just making sure that all of this strategy aligns with your income goals. So understanding that you can leverage this as a path to generating more cash flow and more wealth, of course, is probably the most common vehicle and strategy when it comes to commercial real estate. And then owner-occupied being number five. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard of house hacking, right? Well, house hacking is essentially the equivalent in single family as owner-occupied in commercial real estate is. And when I say owner-occupied, what I mean is owner-occupied could be I am buying a hotel business that is operating out of this physical real estate asset that is an owner-occupied real estate, commercial real estate investment. Or maybe you are a manufacturing company and you are buying a vacant warehouse that is going to have your business go into it, and you are going to operate out of that site as an owner-occupied business inside of a commercial real estate asset that you also own. So owner-occupied is great because it gives you the ability to play both sides of the coin on leveraging your business to create more value and stability for a commercial real estate investment, which is going to have its own value, and vice versa. You can find ways to create more stability and some offsetting of expenses or getting creative in how you structure your lease agreements with the ownership company of the asset, which you own. That might be a benefit to your business. But if you're a business owner and you're paying somebody else rent, you could potentially own a commercial real estate asset. You have to understand that your income tied to any commercial real estate asset creates value in that. So if you can play both sides of that coin, I always say one of the best ways to build wealth in commercial real estate is if you are a business owner and you can take your business inside of a commercial real estate asset that you'd be paying rent for on anyways. This is something that you can find great financing for as well. SBA financing is a really opportunistic way to get the best financing terms, fix long-term debt, and actually get a lot of other incentives potentially based on your business and the location of the asset to choose owner-occupied as a strategy for investing in commercial real estate that your business is going to own. And it's ultimately going to create net benefits on both sides of that coin. So these are some of the things that can really benefit you when it comes to thinking about what type of strategy do you want to leverage in commercial real estate. Now, there are a lot of other, you know, nuances and strategies, but when you think about some of these things and that one of these strategies can make you a millionaire, can make you millions of dollars, can build cash flow, and most importantly, can unlock financial freedom to have control over your time, to have control over your business, to have control over your wealth, to have consistent upside in your future by mastering one of these strategies. It's the highest ROI vehicle, in my opinion, outside of course, I think a business that maybe, you know, has some real upside depending on what business industry you're playing in and what multiples of growth you can get on your business. This one arguably is the most tried and true. I know Ryan Breedwell would probably argue differently. My co-host on Money Moves on Wednesdays that, you know, stocks and bonds and that vehicle is going to be the most proven and safest wealth building strategy. But at the end of the day, going back to what I said earlier, right, you need three things to build wealth: the right vehicle, the right knowledge, and the right you. So depending on what you're thinking about when it comes to building wealth, and you might already be building wealth right now, right? Taking an audit on, am I using and leveraging the right vehicle? What game am I playing, right? Based on me being in the right vehicle, do I have the best strategy and game plan, and am I executing on that with the right knowledge to get the best result out of that vehicle?
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
And am I showing up as the best person and version and leader of myself with the right mindset, habits, and disciplines to get the ultimate ROI and outcome that I desire? So the right vehicle, the right knowledge, the right you, as we talked about in just one vein, right? The right vehicle today for me is commercial real estate, right? Understanding that game that I'm playing and understanding the right strategies. I use value add, BRRRR, and a little bit of redevelopment and the long-term buy and hold. Now, when I was buying hotels and I was operating my hotels, right, I was using SBA financing. I was owner-occupied using SBA financing for my quote-unquote business to go and buy those commercial real estate assets that the hotels operated out of, right? So these are the things that have led to me hitting milestones in my own wealth-building journey that when I wasn't aligned with the right vehicle, the right knowledge, and the right me, I was not getting the traction that I was hoping for. When I got clarity around what I was trying to achieve and when I wanted to be there, it got much easier for me to look at and audit, am I leveraging the right vehicle? Am I learning and executing and mastering the right knowledge? And am I consistently building accountability around being the right person, having the right mindset, habits, and disciplines that will allow me to show up and execute on that game plan consistently enough over an extended period of time to get the results in that vehicle? And that's the question that I consistently ask myself. Because when you think about the ultimate wealth building equation, it's just making smart choices consistently over an extended period of time. You do that long enough without losing too big along the way, because you're going to have little failures and little face plants on your path to financial freedom. But at the end of the day, you do that long enough and you make smart money choices consistently over an extended period of time. As Albert Einstein said, compound interest, the compound effect, is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it. And if you can make smart money choices consistently over an extended period of time, leveraging the right vehicle, the right knowledge, and the right you, and you let the compound effect go to work for you, there's no way you cannot win this wealth building game. So hopefully that gives you some food for thought as you are continuing to lean in on your wealth building strategy. If you haven't checked out the Wise Investor Collective and all the great stuff that we have there, check out wiseinvestorcollective.com. And we've got some great things in the store with net worth calculators, deal analysis calculators, goals and habit trackers, all kinds of things that ultimately align with the right vehicle, the right knowledge, and the right you. So if you want to check those out, feel free to do so. Again, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If there's somebody that's building wealth, they want to win this wealth building game, and they need to hear this episode, please do send it to them and take 60 seconds, leave a review. It means the world. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you guys on next week's episode. Until then, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.